Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Camilla. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today? Hello, how can I help you today?
Ooh, hello. How are you, ma'am? I'm trying to file for unemployment compensation, and I went to the phone place today and got this new connection I'm supposed to be able to get on my internet. Well, it ain't working. So I finally decided to call you after an hour and a half of trying to make it work on my little tablet. I just hope you can help me.
Can you provide me with your social?
Yes, ma'am. 421-70-0781.
Can you verify your name, date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Michael Anthony Ouellette, 72251, and my mother's maiden name was Kinsey.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checkings or savings?
Checking.
You can go ahead and provide me with your routing and account number whenever you're ready.
Okay, 06220-3984 is the routing number.
You can go with the account.
101-0000-863520.
Can you spell out your first name for me?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
And your last name?
O-U-E-L-L-E-T-T-E.
Verify your mailing address for me.
7005 Sandy Creek Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36695.
What is your phone number?
334-300-2979.
I'm going to ask you a few questions to verify your identity. Based on your background, in what city is 85 Jasmine Court? Decatur, 8 Mile, Madison, Wetumpka, or never been associated?
Wetumpka.
What kind of Alabama license plate has been on your 1987 Chevrolet Blazer? Disabled veteran, educational affiliation, military, vanity, or never been associated?
I don't have a 1987 Blazer. I used to a long time ago, but I don't have one and haven't for 20 or 30 years.
Do you know what kind of license plate was on it or no?
It was an Alabama plate.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Blount Strange Automotive Group, In Good Company, Master Media Group, Shark Investing, or none of the above?
Blount Strange Automotive Group.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1981 Mercedes-Benz 300, 1985 Nissan Stanza, 1990 Plymouth Voyager, 1991 Subaru L, Loyale, or never been associated?
The 81 Mercedes.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Phoenix City, Montgomery, Athens, Birmingham, or none of the above?
Birmingham and Montgomery.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Provide me with the last day you went to work.
Let me look at my calendar here. 7/24/22.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way through a job?
Ten.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Provide me with a job title that best reflects your skills.
Meat clerk.
What is the name of your recent employer?
Rouses. That's Rouses. Markets.
What city and state is the work performed in?
I beg your pardon?
What city and state was the work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Provide me with the date you started working there.
April the 2nd, 2018.
What is the phone number for the business?
Ooh, I got to look that up. 251-385-6328.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I may qualify for a week of vacation pay. I'm not sure. I sent an email to my former manager today, but I'm unsure of that.
Do you know how many hours it may be?
24.
And how much do you get paid per hour?
$14.75.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working with this company?
Briefly, I had what they call a non-stop or a bad stop with a shoplifter who ended up having secreted the stolen merchandise that I saw him pocket back into his shopping cart, unknown to me. It was hidden under a bunch of lettuce. That's about a short version. I could tell you the two-page version if you need it. I mean, I follow him around the store. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, so basically someone shoplifted and you weren't aware of it?
Oh, no, I was aware of it. You know, I saw it in their buggy, and then when they got to the end of the aisle, after I saw them with their little bag that they had on their hip, it was no longer in the buggy. It was caviar. The little bitty round jar of caviar was gone. See, what he did, he walked into our beer cooler room, but he left his buggy outside. He walked into the beer cooler, and he got it out of his little pack that he had on his hip, and he put it back in his cart, and then he went shopping over in the produce department and covered it up with some lettuce. I thought he still had it in his packet, in his satchel is what it was. It was a Eddie Bauer satchel or one of them kind of satchels that they wear on their hips. The shoulder bag, maybe, is what you call it. It was a guy.
Can you provide me with the name and title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Sure. Rusty Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y.
Is that your manager or HR?
Yeah, he's the general manager of my former employer.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I don't think so.
Do you have a piece of paper to write down your temporary PIN?
My temporary what, ma'am?
PIN.
Okay, I've got it.
Your PIN is 8151.
8151?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. It's a requirement for all claimants to have an active account and resume onto our Career Center's website. You must go online to alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You have to go on that website and make an account and upload your online resume sometime this week.
Okay, it's called... Is Alabama Works, is that like spell out Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Spell out Alabama both times.
Okay, alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Okay, I've got that.
Yeah, you just have to make an account and upload your resume sometime this week.
Okay, I can do that at the computer at the library, I hope.
You should be able to.
Yeah, this tablet I got, I was trying to do it for like an hour and a half, and it kept kicking me out and saying my birthday was wrong, my email address is wrong, it was absolutely correct, so I don't know what the deal is there. I guess
you
I don't have
the
right cookies or nothing.
You can
also
go to the Career Center closest to you, and there's representatives in there that'll help you make the account and upload everything.
Okay, well, thank you.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you have to file a weekly certification to claim benefits for the previous week. Your first weekly is due on the 31st. You have to call it in by calling 334-954-4094. After that, your tracker will unlock and you can go online to our website to track the status of your claim. That website is labor.alabama, spelled out, .gov. Your weekly can be completed Sunday through Friday, whichever day is best for you. If you ever forget, the deadline is 5 p.m. Friday of every week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No. That sounds pretty thorough. Thank you for helping me.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
Okay, bye. Thanks again.